This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, good morning, everyone. Or good afternoon, depending on what time you're listening. But in any case, welcome back to the brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. Guys, today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. And we have a very nice episode starting soon. In fact, let's begin today's episode in the same way we always do, with a challenge, a translation challenge. So how would you say the following sentence in English? Il mio paese mi sta costringendo a fare qualcosa che non voglio fare. Let me say that one more time. Il mio paese mi sta costringendo a fare qualcosa che non voglio fare. Think about it. We have a causative verb. And let's begin today's episode with one big thing. Now, based on today's translation challenge, you might have an idea of what we're talking about today. And we're actually talking about when a country forces you to do something. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It could be an honorable thing. And in today's case, I'm referring to the country of Denmark. Just recently, in the news, Denmark made the decision that they're going to start conscripting women for military service. To conscript basically means to make someone do something specifically in the context of military work. So historically, many countries have conscripted their men to join the military. Women have always been less commonly involved in the military. Most countries have women involved in the military, but it's less common for them to be forced, required to serve in the military. And in 2024, this is really rare. However, as I said, just recently, Denmark announced its plans to include women in military conscription. And this is the first time in its history that they're doing this. On top of that, the service time, the amount of time you are serving in the military, will be increased as well. So it's an interesting decision. And we're all aware of the war going on between Russia and Ukraine. As a result of that, I think a lot of European countries feel the tension rising a little bit. And in Denmark's case, in response to this tension rising, they're increasing their military strength and budget. So they are now conscripting women. People in the military will be required to serve a longer time, and they're increasing their military budget by about 5 billion with a B, that's 90 euros. So the prime minister of Denmark, which by the way, she is a woman, her name's Mette Frederiksen, the prime minister said, "We do not rearm because we want war. We are rearming because we want to avoid it." That was her quote. So in other words, she's basically saying that they're not increasing their military spending, they're not increasing their military size because they want war. They're doing it to avoid war. So it's interesting because, as I mentioned earlier, in general, men go to war. I'm not making a political statement. I'm just saying what's true. generally it's men who go to war and women don't, or very few women do. But speaking about the new reforms, again, the Prime Minister said they want to achieve full equality between the sexes. They want equality between men and women. So if men are forced to join the military, if we want full equality, now women are forced to join the military as well. And the defense minister, so not the prime minister, but the minister of defense, also said that with more robust conscription, including the full gender equality, this must contribute to solving the defense challenges. So in other words, in Denmark right now, they believe the more people sign up, the more people join the military, and that means both men and women, the more easily they can solve their defense challenges. So Scandinavia has always kind of been a step ahead when it comes to gender equality. Women in Scandinavian countries can already volunteer for military service. They're not forced, but they can volunteer. And speaking of Scandinavian countries, only Norway and Sweden have female conscription, where women are forced to serve in the military. That means now we have a total of 3 European countries, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. Those are the only 3 countries where women are forced to join the military. And by the way, speaking of service length, instead of 4 months required, it will now be 11 months. So they're almost tripling the service time required. So I'm just reading the facts. I'm just telling you guys what's happening. I'm not necessarily giving you my opinion on this. I am curious about your opinions. You can feel free to leave a comment. Do you think this is the right thing to do? Do you think this is questionable? I'm curious about how the women of Denmark, the Danish women, I'm curious how the Danish women feel about this. I'm sure there are mixed responses. I'm sure some women are a little bit nervous or a little bit scared. I'm sure some women are excited. If you remember, in a recent episode, I mentioned that I wouldn't want to be part of the military. And now the younger Danish women have to be part of the military for at least 11 months. So I'm curious how they feel about that. I'm curious how most of you guys would react to this, or how you feel about this news coming out of Denmark. But now is a great time to transition to today's question of the day. And speaking of this topic, today's question is, what's a job that you would not want to do? So what's a job you wouldn't want to do? And let's be honest, it's pretty easy to think of many jobs that we wouldn't want to do. In an earlier podcast, I mentioned that I wouldn't want to work in the military, but that's not my answer today. Again, there are many jobs that don't necessarily interest me, but one that stands out, the one job that I wouldn't want to do off the top of my head, is being a dog cleaner. You guys know when you have those trucks or those services, maybe they come to your house, you take your dog outside, and then someone cleans your dog and scrubs it and washes it. That's one job that I wouldn't want to do. To be honest, guys, I'm not much of a dog person. I've never had a dog in my entire life. I've had some dark experiences with dogs. They bite me, they chase me. So I don't have the best relationship with dogs, to be honest. And maybe that's why this is a job that I wouldn't want to do. I just don't like the idea of cleaning dogs. And I don't know. It seems like a job that wouldn't be very fun for me. Scrubbing dogs, dogs are dirty. I like cleanliness. I like fresh smells. I don't like hair. So those are all the reasons why I wouldn't want to be a dog cleaner. I would much rather clean houses. I like cleaning houses. I don't mind that at all. But cleaning dogs is not appealing to me. If you're a dog lover, I'm sure that's something that you would be happy to do. But I don't really have a relationship with dogs. I've never had a dog. So cleaning a dog is not too exciting for me. What about you guys? Is there a job that you absolutely would not want to do? I'm curious. Feel free to leave a comment about that as well. And now it's time to finish the episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Let me remind you that today's sentence was Il mio paese mi sta costringendo a fare qualcosa che non voglio fare. Il mio paese mi sta costringendo a fare qualcosa che non voglio fare. How would you guys say that in English? And you know the drill by now. Let me just quickly remind you about Bringlese Academy. If you like improving your English, Bringlese Academy, my online school, is a great place to do it. So you can go to bringlese.com and check it out. We have vocabulary cards. We have live lessons, recorded lessons, speaking classes, and so much more. Bringlese.com. Thank you if you do it. And the answer to the translation challenge is, my country is forcing me to do something I don't want to do. So the verb I chose was to force, costringere. My country is forcing me. And after force, we use an infinitive verb. My country is forcing me to do something I don't want to do. To do, infinitive verb. Qualcosa che non voglio fare, something I don't want to do, even without that, something that I don't want to do. So if I read the whole sentence, it's, my country is forcing me to do something I don't want to do. Want to can become wanna. My country is forcing me to do something I don't want to do. And that is the answer to today's translation challenge. All right, so what do you guys think? We've had 3 episodes so far this week. Tomorrow, we're going to go back to the advanced episodes, which you guys know I love making. So join me again in about 24 hours, and we'll have an advanced episode. I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you guys, as always, for listening, and I'll talk to you very soon. Peace out.